You are now listening to The Social Scene with Jay-Z here at Jay-Z Social Enterprises.
Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, our show is brought to you by Bayleaf Communications in Boston. Make sure to check them out on Google. And I'm so excited to have an amazing guest on the line today from New York, Cassandra Drugan, who is the founder and president of Pisces. Pisces are fashion-forward overboots that allow women to protect their best shoes from rain, slush, and snow. Hi, Cassandra. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here.
Good. I'm so happy to have you on. So let's talk about your background. So you were in corporate banking for a long time.
Yes. I had a 10-year career in corporate banking, which I really just kind of fell into, to be honest with you. First job out of college type thing. And I really never loved it. Always knew I wanted to be doing something different. I had a dream of kind of building a business. And I wasn't really doing anything about it. So I just kind of stuck with the corporate banking, got comfortable, and finally I lost my job actually in the early days of the recession. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
I was going to say, that's like a blessing in disguise. Like, you wanted to get out of it. It was totally meant to be that way.
Yep, the kick in the butt that I needed.
Absolutely. So what inspired you to start Pisces Boots out of all types of, you know, fashion things you can do?
You know, it wasn't really fashion or anything like that. It was really wanting to start a business. I always wished there was something I could just put on over my shoes to protect them and, you know, rain or slush and snow. When I was young, my dad always had galoshes, these, you know, rubber totes galoshes that men would wear over their dress shoes. And it always stuck in the back of my mind, like, why isn't there something for women that we can just put over our shoes? And so it was always in the back of my mind. Over the years, I searched for, you know, galoshes for women. I one time between, you know, dinner and drinks on a bad rainy night, I put plastic bags over my dress shoes.
I've seen plenty of women do that before your product, by the way. It's so funny.
They are all going to be my customers. Yeah, my friends had a field day with that one. But it's just something, like, I don't really like to carry a change of shoes. I'm not a shoe-changing person, and I hate regret, so ruining a pair of shoes would kill me. I had thought about it for years, but it hit me like a lightning bolt one morning when I was watching women walk by in the rain, and some were, you know, wearing, like, ruining their shoes, and some were wearing cutesy or bulky rain boots that didn't match their outfits at all. And it just hit me, like, this is what I have to do.
Well, I actually love the boot. I mean, obviously, I have a pair, and they're so comfortable, and they look, like, really nice on. So how did you come up with the actual layout of the design of the product?
Great. Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. The idea of it opening wide and then the elastic fastening across is something that really hit me immediately. That's, you know, the first thing that popped into my head. This is, like, what the construction is kind of going to be. And I just hoped it would work and be comfortable. And that's one thing I'm really proud of. People sometimes have a skepticism about how, like, if your ankle will twist, and it's completely stable and secure. You know, once people try it on, they see that.
Right. I was going to say, it's completely not like that at all. It's
good. Like, yeah. No, yeah. That should be your experience if you have the right size. So that, I was really excited when I got my first prototype made that it actually worked. But I really didn't know what the look would be. I actually found a custom shoemaker here in New York to make me my very first prototype. And it was because he sent me out into the garment district. In the garment district here in New York, there are just tons of material stores from 30th Street to 40th Street. And I just walked around to all the different stores and kind of asked what's waterproof, what can... And I found, I think it was vinyl, but right now it's polyurethane. But, like, the idea of the patent material kind of came to me that way, just by walking around and looking for inspiration. And I knew I wanted them to not only accommodate women's shoes, but also be stylish and be something that would kind of match your outfit.
Right.
So when I saw the shiny, you know, patent material, I knew that you know, what it had to be.
Absolutely. And I also like how the design of it is actually form-fitting, like the way that you stretch the cord all over, you know, the buttons on the other side of the boot. And it's funny because, you know, boots can go either way. They'll either be too tight or they'll be too big, and yours fit absolutely perfectly, especially since you're wearing a shoe inside of it.
Exactly. Yeah, great. I'm glad you said that. I can't tell you how many women I've heard from since I've been doing this that don't like their rain boots. And it's exactly what you said. It's, you know, if they fit on your calf well, it's like hard to pull off. They're like wrestling when it's wet to get the boot off. Or it's too wide and it just kind of looks goofy. I've been pleasantly surprised at the reaction to the elastic closure. Like, in addition to the overshoe, people love the elastic and that it adjusts. You know, it adjusts to different calf sizes and different shoes. That's been a hit for sure.
Right. People don't even realize how much of a factor that is, because I'm one of those people who's so picky with like boots being tight on my calves. It just makes me uncomfortable. So I'm so grateful that I found a pair that I love and are comfortable. So thank you.
Yay,
for that.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, of course. So let's talk about your experience on Fox 5 with your commercial.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic. That was really my first piece of media and the best so far. It was Fox 5 News down in D.C. does this segment called The Next Great Thing. I think every month they interview three different new businesses that, you know, they think can be the next great thing. And that one came to me so naturally. I launched my business. In the beginning, it was like literally an email to friends and family saying, like, here we go, you know, e-commerce is up. And the word got around, and someone, I don't even know how it happened, someone knew someone who knew Laura Evans at Fox 5 in D.C., and she contacted me, and I went down into that interview. It was a fantastic experience, really exciting in the beginning.
Now let's discuss where you sell Pisces boots.
Right now, we're really just selling online. We're in one store in New York on 29th and Broadway called Ame Ame. They focus on rainwear. When you log on to Pisces.com, you can buy a pair in Canada and in the U.S. But people overseas have been contacting me. I've had customers contact me from Germany, a woman in Switzerland wanted to buy a pair. She's traveling through the U.S., so I just sent her a pair actually in Las Vegas. So some of it has been that way. But I've had customers, in Germany. I had someone recently contact me from Sydney, Australia, asking if, you know, they could distribute them there. So I'm excited to see that possibility. I think in the future it's going to have to be where there are distribution points in all of those countries and, you know, in order to really efficiently sell there.
Absolutely. Right? Well, your product can be marketed anywhere. I mean, who doesn't need a rain boot that can't, you know, or at least a shoe that would protect you from ruining your nice shoes?
Anyone who can buy or buys and likes to take care of, you know, multiple pairs of shoes, I think is potentially a customer.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the name itself. What Pisces stands for? How'd you come up with the title of the name?
Sure. So it's Pisces, pronounced like the water sign, Pisces, but spelled P-Y-S-I-S for protect your shoes in style. From day one, I was calling them gorgeous galoshes. I found out you can't name a business after words that are words, and I learned all about the trademarking process, how you can get a trademark, and the best type of, you know, new brand name is something that's created and new from a trademarking perspective. And so there was another name that I thought of that a lawyer told me I couldn't get a trademark on, so it was kind of, what can work and what's creative and interesting and unique. It took a long time. Naming a business is really hard. I thought of acronyms and protect your shoes, you know, and kind of went from there. It started as P-Y-S-E, protect your shoes from the elements. I didn't like from me, so then it was protect your shoes elegantly, but then I was like, this is not a designer gown. So finally, it was actually my brother and sister-in-law who came up with In Style. And I just love that because protect kind of distinguishes them from rain boots. They're going over shoes and protecting them. And then In Style is, you know, I I think they're stylish, and that's the goal, the other goal of the product, to be more stylish than other overboots out there. So protect your shoes and style.
I love it. I think it flows really well together. And when you actually see what each letter stands for, you're like, this makes so much sense.
Yes, thank you.
So let's talk about some goals you have over the next 5 years for the company.
Oh my gosh, everything. But right now it's pretty much online, and it's the one style and color. So I'd like to introduce new styles. I've heard from customers, you know, what they're looking for. People would like a lower one, like a booty, and a wider one. I've heard from so many people who want to put them over their sneakers, even like gym shoes to go to the gym, or like wide flat boots that are just too big right now for the Pisces, but they're leather and suede and people want to protect them. I've heard from moms who want, you know, say that kids apparently have the same issue as women. They're not allowed to wear their wet shoes into the classroom or daycare, so they have to carry an extra pair for, the moms have to pack an extra pair for the kids. So I'd like to do kids. I've heard from men who want them. Maybe even design a new style of rain boot, straight up rain boot. Eventually, I would like to be selling Pisces everywhere hunter boots and UGG boots are sold. That's kind of my goal, like that third category of functional fashion.
Love that. And you're not even really, you're not competing with hunter boots because it's a totally different concept. It's like you want to wear rain boots, that's separate. You're bringing a whole different element to the rain boot.
Exactly. You know? It really is a new category that can be created.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So like, I don't even see it. I mean, I could see it in somewhat as a competitor, but it's like you wear your shoe inside of the rain boot. Like Hunter is nothing like that at all.
Exactly. You know? I agree.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. So you have so many potential things in the works.
Oh yeah.
So let's talk about how everybody can follow you on your social media tags.
Oh, right. Thanks. So the website is Pisces.com, P-Y-S-I-S.com. Facebook is, if you just search P-Y-S-I-S, I think you get right to it, but it's Facebook/P-Y-S-I-S Inc. Twitter is @Pisces, @P-Y-S-I-S. I have Instagram. We haven't been very good about it, but it's P-Y-S-I-S Overboots.
Perfect.
@Pisces Overboots.
Fabulous. So everybody make sure to purchase your Pisces boots. They are absolutely amazingly incredible. And that's not even exaggeration because I wear them regularly. Yeah, of course. No problem.
And I should mention we're running a sale right now. So normally the price is $119, but it's $89 on the site right now. Ooh. And on Amazon and ShoeBuy.com.
That's fabulous. What a great deal. So I want to thank Bayleaf Communications for sponsoring today. And thank you so much, Cassandra, for coming on. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much. This is so much fun. You're my first podcast interview, so I'm very excited.
That's so wonderful. I'm so happy to be a part of that. So everyone, make sure to check out Pisces online, buy some boots from them, follow them on all their social media outlets. And thank you for tuning into The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned until next time. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And make sure to check out our website, jayzsocialenterprises.com, for all the upcoming guests and exciting sponsorships we have coming on board, and you can win some fabulous prizes. So make sure to stay up to date with us on all of our social media outlets to find out what's up and coming, what's trending, and you could be next.
On The Social Scene, The Social Scene, we promote and tell you what's trending now with Jay-Z.